Good evening, everyone. Whoa, that was nice and loud. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our evening service. I know it's a bit warm today, but it's really good to have everyone here. As Cranker has mentioned, we are looking to rebrand our evening service and calling it 180. So, welcome to our new evening service called 180. So we can give each other a round of applause because we made it. We made it, people. I'm really glad to be here this evening. I feel extra excited just because I really had a great time in my quiet time this week. I had a great time just reading God's word. And I pray that even as I speak this evening, that we would really not just enjoy what God has prepared for us, but that we would really grow by it and that God would speak to us. I'm also excited because we're talking about ingredients. And whenever I talk about food, I tend to get a little bit more excited than when I talk about other things. So I hope we'll catch on to what I'm trying to get us to see throughout the next few weeks. So this evening is the pilot. Once again, I'm starting a new series. Last time I started a series in Haggai and we struggled to find the book of Haggai. So this time we're gonna have a series in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 11. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and we'll read from verses 3 to verse 11. Second Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to verse 11. And it reads, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Verse 4, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promise so that through them you may become. I wanna encourage you this evening and say Christ is saying that I'm available for you. In those moments, Christ is saying, I have given you, you have everything you need for this life. In moments this year when you feel overwhelmed by work and school pressure and trying to reach the standard of grace that you're so really chasing but you don't meet, and your friends have turned on you, Christ's grace will be there to keep you going. His community of saints will be there to refresh your soul by perfect fellowship and perfect love. The people sitting next to you, I pray if not now, that by the end of this series, when they realize that they need to grow all these virtues, the people sitting next to you will be the very people who will seek to help you grow in pursuing godliness in Christ. Folks, we really need to be reminded that we are possessors of everything we need. God has given us everything. God's omnipotence, His all-powerfulness is at work for us and in us. God's power is not far off in some distant galaxy, but is always abiding, always available, always adequate in our lives on a daily. So I'm almost done. He's given us as well everything we need for godliness. Piper says, in the divine power that saves, if the power of God does not flow into your life and make you godly, you are not Christ. Because in Romans 8 verse 14, he says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The mark of sonship is divine power. All the mark of power is godliness, which means a love for the things of God and a walk in the ways of God. What were we made for? It must be to know God. What aim should we set for ourselves in life? It must be to know God. What is the eternal life that Jesus is offering to us this evening? It is the knowledge of God and the fellowship in His presence. This is life eternal, that we may know Him, the only true God and Jesus, whom the Father has sent. So what is the best thing in life that brings more joy, delight, and contentment than anything else on earth? It must be the knowledge of God. So to conclude, let us savor the gift of faith. Take time tonight and just savor the gift of faith like a decadent cake. That is the beauty of salvation. As I started the message this evening, I reminded us of how implausible this story was. That God took on the form of a man and died for my sins and yours. The reality of me, the reality of you, we are guilty of sin and deserve nothing more than to pay for them in eternal torment forever. But God saw you. God saw you. He loved you before the beginning of time. And he said that you are mine and I am yours. Abide in me and I will abide in you. In him, in Christ, we are made alive. No longer is my soul dead. No longer am I a slave to sin and its devices. But in Christ, we will see in this series that surely we are victorious. We can conquer this daily tussle with sin as he has defeated it once and for all. Piper again says, seeing and savoring the supremacy of Christ Jesus frees you from the slavery of sin for the sacrifices of love. So tonight be reminded that God loves it when you in your soul are seeing him. God loves it when you in your soul are savoring him and being satisfied in him, trusting him. Nobody else can see that but him, and he loves it. What is it that we see? We see the results of a soul satisfied in Christ. If you are a Christian, what is it that people outside see? They see that inside you are savoring the Savior. If people don't see it, what I want us to see by the end of this series is maybe I need to go back all the way to the beginning, the core ingredient of growth, that is the salvation of my soul. Am I really saved? So what is this series about? This series, and I hope you keep coming, but this series is about supplementing your faith. If you already are a Christian, this series is about you strengthening your faith. He says here, add these different virtues to your faith. We cannot supplement that which we do not have. If we aren't Christians already, we cannot supplement any of these things to our faith. So the challenge to you is come today, believe in Jesus Christ to save you for the penalty of your sin. And lastly, if you are already a Christian, these things are to make your election sure. It is to help you know for certain that you are His. It is to show those around you as well that you are bearing the seeds of those who are in Him. Let's pray. Father, I pray even as the psalmist writes here, O God, from my youth you taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. May all who seek you, O God, rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore that God is great. God, really, may this be true of us, that God, we can always be reminded As we survey the benefits of being called children of God, that God, you have said that by your divine power, you have given us everything we need for life and godliness. So God, help us to grow. Help us, Lord, to be Christians who are on fire for you. And help us, God, to really turn a full 180 from the devices of this world, its passions and its lusts, to pursuing you, the great I am. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.